Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rock and roll, Kansas City. We're here to warm you up. It's cold, but we're going to have some hot takes today, starting with this one. Who wins in a fight, Little Richard or Tiny Tim?
You know, we've been discussing that all morning long before the show, and I think that's what the people want to know. I think I originally said Tiny Tim would win the fight because he's a bigger dude, but then I think Little Richard is going to probably take care of business when it's all said and done, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. I know that I'm hard.
I mean, Little Richard versus Tiny Tim would like...
Tutti Frutti, all Rudy.
Are either of those guys still with us? Is Tiny Tim's gone, I think, a long time ago, right? And then I think, I don't know about Little Richard, but Little Richard may still be with us, but I mean, he would be outstanding.
When you think about why we call it Richard of the Week, and then you think of Little Richard.
Yeah.
Tiny Tim's been dead since November 30th, 1996.
So yeah, we lost Tiny Tim a while ago, okay? What about Little Richard? Did we lose him a long time ago? I don't know that we did. I don't remember Little Richard passing away, but I could be totally wrong.
Little Richard died May 9th, 2000.
Okay, so we lost him right at the kind of the cusp of COVID back in 2020. So okay, so both of them are gone, so they can fight. So an AI fight between Little Richard and Tiny Tim, who wins, right? And it's going to be Little Richard every day of the week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he had some influence. He was like he was doing that same stuff that John Bones Jones was doing before he got in the octagon. John, you ready to fight this guy? Let's go.
I mean, we had him on at the Super Bowl in like 2014, Josh and I did, and he sat down. He was a scary dude.
Really?
And you're like, oh, man, John Paul Jones.
Imagine being that
great interview. Great.
Imagine being that family.
Yeah.
All right, John Chandler, here's spaghetti. Winner wins the bowl. Good Lord. Who'd you rather get in the octagon high on the cane? John Bones Jones or Lawrence Taylor?
Oh, Lawrence Taylor. Well, I don't know. John.
Yeah, dude. Yeah,
like, I don't know, man.
Both just caned out of their mind, and they're getting in the octagon with you. Be like, oh, God, guy snapped a man's leg in half.
Yeah, he did.
This guy's knocked out 28 people.
Yeah, but I've seen Lawrence Taylor play on that, you know, like in the NFL back in the 80s, and you know all that stuff was floating around big time back then. And like the 86 Mets and the 86 Giants both win world championships, and neither really did anything after that, and then you find out like all the backstories. There was a Mets thing going around X yesterday. I don't know if you saw it. Why the Mets drink so much coffee is because they were all drinking the leaded coffee with the greenies in it. Back in the day, you'd walk into a baseball locker room, there'd be two coffee pots, leaded and unleaded. The unleaded one was coffee. The leaded one had all the greenies in it and all the uppers in it to keep the guys going. The leaded one was empty a lot, right?
What's the one you got here that threw you in a frenzy for a month? Bob's like, I can't drink coffee anymore.
It did. It killed me for about 6 months where I wasn't drinking any coffee. His gut rot.
He had the diesel.
Yeah, it was like like pouring like sludge into your cup and stuff. So yeah, but that was it. Like the 80s, man, a wild time. And like if you're in New York City and you're Lawrence Taylor, you're playing for the Giants, you're winning a Super Bowl, and you're like Keith Hernandez in the 86 Mets, and you're winning a World Series, Daryl Strawberry, Dwight Gooden, could you imagine being on either one of those teams in the mid 80s in New York, what your life must have been like? I'm surprised they were able to go to their games.
If I was a bat boy for the Mets, I'd have ended up like Drew Barrymore.
Oh,
like in rehab at 9.
Yeah.
Mom, I'm going to Daryl's house. Okay.
Yeah. Doc's going to be there. Yeah.
What was it they did that documentary of, like the 86 Mets World Series or the Miracle Mets?
Yeah.
And Dwight Gooden's like, yeah, after we won, the next thing I know, I saw our team and they were doing the parade.
He wasn't
there. 3 days later, he was sitting in his apartment in Manhattan watching the team on the parade. He had just come down off a cocaine bender.
Yeah.
Dwight Gooden.
Yeah.
And then he had the resurgence with the Yankees.
Yes, he did. And, and came back and cleaned himself up. And so did Daryl Strawberry. Daryl Strawberry right now, I think, is a pastor at a church in St. Louis, if I'm not mistaken. So that was, I'd heard of Daryl Strawberry. Like, he married a gal from St. Louis, kind of turned his life around and became a pastor at a church and whatnot. So, but man, the 80s were a wild time. So Lawrence Taylor coked up or John Paul Jones in the ring. I think I'm going to take Lawrence Taylor at the end of the day. I just think I'm a little biased.
I just knocked myself
that.
Out and save myself the pain.
Yeah. Beat yourself up.
So
I'm
done. Tiny Tim had that psycho look in his eyes. He might bite little Richard's ear off.
Man, he could. He definitely could do that. Yeah.
He definitely looked like Weird Al Yankovic.
Yeah, he did.
Weird
Al
became
the same perm. Yeah.
So tonight is a very interesting game. Dallas versus Detroit. It is a banger of a Thursday night game that starts off a slate of really good action in the NFL. Thank you for the way that the season has developed, because I'm sure if you were to look at the schedule ahead of time, you wouldn't have seen all these type of games that make sense. Mm-hmm. But tonight seems like
script.
Yeah. Tonight seems like a game that's going to give you a little bit of tease of what Sunday night is going to look like, because both these teams are somewhat playing for a playoff spot. Mm-hmm. Detroit and Dallas, right? I don't think Dallas's record says who they are. Obviously, we've seen the resurgence of their offense and their defense as well. Detroit kind of fighting for their lives, and they've got, you know, Terrion Arnold, who is out. Amara St. Brown is questionable.
Looking at that injury, how does he play?
Tenacity, toughness, knowing that it's him, and then they're going to have to look at the other receiving, you know, options they have. Obviously, Jameson Williams should have a big night tonight. I think that that's a flex option for you fantasy people trying to make a playoff spot, because if he is the guy that goes tonight, you got to think that Jared Goff will target him. Plus, you'll probably see a lot of running because Dallas gives up running, but it goes back to the point of the game against Houston in Kansas City is kind of similar to this game of Detroit versus Dallas, right? You win, significantly better odds to make the playoffs, significantly worse if you lose for Detroit and Dallas. And the same can go for Houston and Kansas City, because if Kansas City can beat the Houston Texans and the Chargers can lose to Philadelphia on Monday night, which is another one of these games, which we'll find out more information if Herbert will play, you would think that if the Chiefs can win these next two games, you're looking at, what, 8-6? You've got tiebreakers over Houston. You've got tiebreaker over Indianapolis. You're now setting up as like the, I would think at that point, the seventh seed or maybe the eighth seed, depending on how the standings would go. But you would have a win over the Chargers. You'd have a win over the Texans. I'm getting way ahead of myself, because the main topic is tonight you're watching these two teams in a situation where it's kind of like win or go home.
Yeah, it is.
In week 14. And that will be the same thing for Sunday for the Houston Texans and the Kansas City Chiefs.
Oh, I agree with you. That's why tonight's exciting. I mean, it is a really good Thursday night football game with Dallas and Detroit. And obviously we saw both of those teams, you know, on Thanksgiving Day. So they got a full week of rest. There's no like one team played on Sunday and the other didn't, or something like that. They all have a full week, you know, mini of rest bye. And that mini bye that Binkley likes to talk about all the time. And so that it should be a really good matchup tonight. But I think you're right. We got a lot of elimination games, and the Chiefs are one of them. If the Chiefs lose on Sunday, the season is over. And I think if Detroit loses tonight, I think their season is over. I don't think it's over quite yet for Dallas, because they're kind of in that wanky division, and I don't know what Philadelphia is all about, guys. I mean, we'll talk about it with Ben Maller coming up. But that is a mess out there in Philadelphia. I mean, they're egging the offensive coordinator's house. That just tells you what kind of low-life Eagle fans are. They really are. You're a low-life scumbag if you're egging the house of a football coach, you know, because you don't like the outcome or what's going on out there. So I'm just interested to see how Philadelphia kind of responds, you know, the rest of the way, because for a team that wins, there's a lot of turmoil around that team. And the Dallas Browns, man, they've just kind of been laying low and doing their thing and, you know, making some moves that were like, all right, I guess. And they're finding ways to win games. And so I don't think it's an elimination game for Dallas per se, but I definitely think it's an elimination game for Detroit. I think if Detroit loses today, their season is officially over.
Mac, you like this game tonight with Detroit versus Dallas, or do you think it's just one of these, like, let's just sit back and, you know, see
what
happens?
Oh, no, this is going to be awesome. This is great. This starts, I think there's probably five or six, I don't know, win or go home games, but playoff type games that could end your season, win your division, stuff like that. I mean, you look at the Cowboys' schedule, they win tonight. After that, it's the Vikings, the Chargers, the Commanders, the Giants. They could win out after tonight. You look at the Lions schedule after tonight. They've got the Rams.
Yeah.
So like they kind of need to win this game. So I agree with you, Bob. This is a win or go home type matchup. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah. For the Lions, I
specifically
for the Lions. I think Dallas maybe has a little bit more of maneuver. But the Chiefs and Texans, neither of those teams, I don't think, have much maneuver room at all. The Chiefs have no maneuver room at all. I don't know enough about the Texans and you know their tiebreakers and their scenarios and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, the Chiefs have no room for error the rest of the way. And that's why, you know, you got to put your best foot forward when you go out there Sunday. Because if you don't go out there Sunday and win, your season is done. And you can start talking about what's going to happen in the offseason and where this organization is going to go and what kind of changes they're going to make. You win, you keep your playoff hopes alive.
I think if you exclude the first game of the season, that first Thursday night game, which was Philadelphia-Dallas, I believe, if you take the first game of the year out because it's kind of an anomaly, it's first game back, I think tonight will probably be the highest viewed Thursday night football game of the season.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, because of where we're at, you tie in everything that is involved with the NFL outside of it, like fantasy or fan base, it's Dallas. Not sure what the number will be, but I do know that 57.1 million people watch Chiefs versus Cowboys, and Binkley has to be stiff.
How many texts did you get from him yesterday about this? I'm being serious. Did you get texts?
Not one.
Not one?
No.
Okay. I got the message, hey, Chiefs, you know, they're America's team. And he started going through his thing of why they're America's team. And I laugh because it's, you know, it's rinse and repeat sometimes with Jay and the America's team stuff. But he's not wrong. He's 100% right about that. I mean, the NFL got what they wanted, right? They put the Chiefs and the Dallas Cowboys together on Thanksgiving Day to get a number like 57 million, 15 million more than any other NFL regular season game of all time. It blew it out of the water. And my thing is, okay, fine. You finally got your record. Are we done now being the poster child for every, you know, standalone game, every streaming game, every this game, every that game? Are the Chiefs done now? Have we done our duty as an organization to give the NFL record four of the top five games this year, Chiefs? Are we done being the guinea pig for new stuff, or are we not? Because I did see a story yesterday that said there may be a second game now on Black Friday.
Well, there's definitely going to be a game in Australia next year, and we think that's going to be Chiefs-Rams.
Yep.
That's our hypothetical, right? Mm-hmm. We think that could possibly be the game that they throw. Why not?
Why not?
Could be a Super Bowl preview.
Could be.
If you have hope.
Mm-hmm.
You'd have Stafford still coming back maybe from an MVP season. Mm-hmm. You got to sell that game in a different country for the first time.
Right.
That's a possibility of a play that could happen in Australia. And then next year you got to think that if, you know, you're not playing Dallas, you don't play Detroit, so you're not playing them on Thanksgiving. But you know what? That 7:30 game's wide open.
That's right.
And why not play Denver, Kansas City, the one that started it all?
Right.
When Clark Hunt introduced this
weekend. And that'll be a 20-year anniversary of when we had that third Sunday night game. So there you go. Denver, Kansas City, Sunday night or Thursday night. Yeah.
Denver owns the division in 2025. Yeah. Chiefs have a down year.
Yeah.
Let's do this again. 7:30 Thanksgiving night. See you on Christmas as well.
Yeah. See, Christmas will be on what, a Friday next year?
Hell yeah.
Is Christmas on a Friday next year? We'll probably have a Christmas Day game on a Friday and whatnot. But the Australia game is the one that really does kind of concern me a little bit. You know, it's like a 17-hour, 18-hour flight or whatever it is to Australia. When is that game going to take place? If that's not the first game of the year, I just don't see how you're going to make NFL teams literally fly across the globe and play a game and then come back. Oh, we'll give you a bye week and all that nonsense. By the time you get back from the flight, your bye week's over. I mean, so it has to be that first game of the season, I would imagine, if they're going to go down to Australia. This isn't a 6-hour flight to Europe now.
No.
But if your thoughts on Drake May become true about him being the face of the league and taking him, then the Chiefs will stop being the guinea pig. But until someone else takes that throne.
Well, what is it going to take that throne, though, Mac? Like, because
this year.
What if Drake May goes out and wins the Super Bowl
there
this
you go.
Year? Has he taken the throne?
Absolutely.
Okay.
He's 23, he's AFC. Yeah, absolutely. That's it. They need him to do well, though.
Yeah.
And then the whole offseason conversation is Drake May the face of the NFL?
For sure.
Oh, God, yes. Has he replaced Tom Brady as the greatest of all time?
Yeah. He's only six behind Tom Brady, five in New England.
That's right. Yeah, he's his clock's ticking. He may pass Tom Brady. Oh, God, yes. You know what?
Bob Kraft didn't need Bill or Tom.
That's right.
Well, this Tom Brady DNA story, too, 23 years ago, and Drake May's
DNA in North Carolina.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I've not seen that. Yeah. They're claiming Drake May is Tom Brady's DNA.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Who's claiming this? Can we get them on the show?
Tom Brady, he either it was his semen or his blood. froze it in North Carolina 23 years ago. How old is Drake May?
23.
Is this for real that he really did that?
This is real, apparently.
He also, like, cloned his dog. So what makes you think that is true?
Yeah. Yeah. No, that is the AI. Are we being serious? Like, this is a real
story.
Can you please find out who's covering this and get them on the show?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I've got a lot of questions on this one.
Can I do it to myself?
Yeah.
Exactly. Why have kids when you can just have the same version of yourself over and over again?
I mean, that's insane. I mean, you want to talk about what vain is the word that I will use, right? If Tom Brady really did that, he's the vainest person in the history of the world.
Geek. Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.